I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Well, a new version of the I'll Be Seeing You from Willie Nelson over a video of all sorts of sporting events and excitement of people getting back together and seeing each other. It's all part of a new campaign from the Ad Council and the organization Infectious Disease Society of America about getting the answers to the COVID-19 vaccine. Here to help us with some of the information on that as well is Dr. Anna Person. She's a Vanderbilt Associate Professor of Medicine and Infectious Disease Society of America representative. Dr. Person, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're well. We all want to be well as possible, and the vaccine is really what's leading us towards that. But this campaign, I guess, is to answer questions. What kind of questions are people having about the vaccine that we need to get this information out today?
I mean, I think the main question that people are having is whether or not they should go ahead and get vaccinated. And so far, 95 million Americans have had at least one of the doses of the FDA-authorized COVID vaccines. The bottom line, you know, is that this is a new vaccine for a new virus. It's okay to have questions about it. But we're here as infectious disease specialists to help provide all the information about how these vaccines are safe and effective.
I know in the state of Ohio, a lot of the people are wondering how to get the vaccine. In other words, who's giving it away? And our governor does the best on a couple of times a week. We'll get on and give us information of where they're taking place and people are following. So that's kind of one. That's for the people who are looking to get it. What are some of the other questions they might be having? Are they talking about this, the safety of it, or, you know, how long will it last? What do I expect to get once I get it as far as, you know, the feeling after the shot?
Yeah, I think all of those are questions that people are having. Again, because this is a new vaccine to a new virus, there is a lot of questions that people have, and that's really appropriate. And I think one of the main questions that people have is of course, about safety. And I think the bottom line is to remember that these are vaccines that are authorized by the FDA and have proven incredibly safe. They're also incredibly efficacious and really prevent most people from getting any kind of severe COVID disease. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to get back to live music, sporting events, you know, going to weddings, family reunions, and getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the fastest way to protect ourselves and our family and allow us to return back to normal life.
I see some of the questions they have, you know, why is there more than one type of vaccine? I guess that's just because there was multiple people working on a cure or a vaccine, and they all came in from a different direction.
That's exactly right. I mean, this was a historic effort from scientists around the world, really everybody pooling together their brain power and scientific power to come up with different vaccines. And there were three that so far have made the cut for FDA authorization. And so, of course, we have three different options for vaccination. We recommend getting whatever vaccine is available to you. They're all highly effective at preventing severe disease or hospitalization, and that's the bottom line, is to keep people healthy and engaging with friends and family.
Doctor, we get a flu vaccine once a year. Do we have any idea yet how long these vaccines will last?
That's such an excellent question, and I think that remains to be seen. You know, there's some early data that suggests the immunity from the vaccination might last longer than a year, but I think that's going to be a question that we need to continue to put our scientific powers to answer. So at first, the number one goal is to get as many people vaccinated as possible, and in that process, we'll be able to assess how long immunity lasts and if we're going to need boosters in the future.
I guess it also depends on how well whatever vaccine has been developed works against the variants, because with any kind of virus, it's all that mutation stuff that determines whether or not how effective it is, right?
Yeah, that's such an excellent point. And there's, you know, really three variants that we're keeping an eye on. They have been seen in the United States and are circulating in the United States. early data does suggest that the vaccines we have available to us right now, authorized by the FDA, do provide some protection against those variants. So that's really, I think, heartening news, but further study is definitely necessary. And the CDC and others have ongoing studies watching those variants very closely.
We're talking today about the collaboration that the Ad Council has with the Infectious Disease Society of America, kind of to get the positive words out, because a lot of times misinformation out there kind of clouds the progress, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And, it's really okay and appropriate to have questions about these vaccines. But like you mentioned, we want to make sure that people have access to the facts and to the information that could help them make their decision about getting vaccinated.
And again, our guest today, Dr. Anna Persson, Vanderbilt Associate Professor of Medicine and Infectious Disease Society of America. We appreciate your time this morning. Again, people can find out more. There's a lot of places to go. If you go to getvaccineanswers.org is the site, and it lets you know all sorts of information. It even has the handy point about getting the sort of a vaccine finder, because the first step is to find a place to get it, get in line or whatever, get registered for that. And I guess you'd also remind people, you need that, if it's a two-parter, you need that second shot. Sometimes that's the tough one to get people to go back again.
Absolutely.
All right. We appreciate your time this morning, Doctor. Thank you for sharing with us today.